Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Tiger Woods has his new place in golf and should know it. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. After shooting a 3-under-69 on Masters Sunday, Tiger had to size up what his return to playing in the majors for the first time in 3 years really means. He shot respectable rounds at Augusta of 73, 75, 72, and 69, but never blowing up and playing competitively after making the cut, Woods still finished tied for 32nd and won only $63,000. He finished 16 shots off the lead. That all happened for two reasons. Woods is not back and may never will be as the kind of golfer who can shoot low numbers capable of winning any of the four majors. And the monsters his popularity created over the last 20 years respect him but do not fear him. Really, have you ever heard of John Rahm or Cameron Smith, guys who remained competitive with Jordan, Rory, and Ricky down the stretch before Patrick Reed won? These are today's greatest golfers who may have caught the bug watching Woods, but who have games that far exceed today's Tiger. These young Turks can string together birdies and eagles like Woods once did, and that's the difference. At 42, Tiger can't do it anymore. At 47, Phil Mickelson certainly proved he can't. For Tiger or Phil to win a major, they have to stay close on an incredibly tough course that brings the best young golfers to their knees. May never happen, just too many of them. Not to say that Tiger or Phil is washed up and no benefit to the game. To the contrary, they still drive the TV ratings and swell the galleries more than any other players. They should keep teeing it up as long as possible, hoping they can be competitive through the weekend with a chance to win. I remember when Arnold Palmer was in his early 40s and led after one round of the Western Open, a podunk tournament. The newspapers and TV reporters went crazy over Arnie's army gathering for his back nine. Just the thought of him winning again moved the needle more than the spectacular Spieth 64 and the resilient Reed did with their Sunday heroics. As long as Woods and Mickelson keep playing, there will be interest, but the odds of them winning are longer than any other veteran has ever encountered. Too many kids who are just too good and cannot be shaken by the smaller shadows the icons now cast. This is Archansky. See ya.